USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Washington State has reported the first U.S. coronavirus fatality.
The person who died was a patient at Evergreen Hospital who had underlying health conditions. It was a male in his 50s.
Dr. Jeff Duchin is the public health officer for King County in Seattle. Two other cases are linked to a long-term care facility.
One is a healthcare worker from Life Care. She's a woman in her 40s. She's in satisfactory condition at Overlake Hospital, and she has no known travel outside of the U.S. The second case is a woman in her 70s, a resident at Life Care, the long-term care facility, and is in serious condition at Evergreen Hospital.
Several people associated with that facility now also have serious symptoms. In a White House news conference, President Trump said they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Following a record dry February, a storm will finally send rain and mountain snow to California and other southwestern states. San Francisco will end the month with no measurable rainfall, which has not happened in February since 1860. Redding, Sacramento, and Ukiah will also end the month with no rainfall for February, for the first time in recorded history. The unprecedented lack of moisture has led to a rapid expansion of abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions. Forecasters say this new storm will not produce enough rain to ease the drought conditions. They also say spotty thunderstorms with hail is possible in many areas. Pope Francis has canceled official engagements for the third day while he battles a cold. The 83-year-old Pope has never canceled this many dates in a row. The Vatican says, even though he's sick, he's still working from home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Discussions have begun between Russia and Turkey. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The presidents of Turkey and Russia spoke by phone to try to defuse the tensions that rose significantly in Syria after at least 33 Turkish troops were killed in an airstrike blamed on the Syrian government, and a new wave of refugees and migrants headed for the Greek land and sea border after Turkey said it would no longer hold them back. The attack marked the deadliest day for the Turkish military since Ankara first entered the Syrian conflict in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Nearly half of state legislatures will consider bills in the near future to protect a person's right to wear hair naturally. The bills, introduced in 24 states, are modeled after a California law put into effect January 1st that bans discrimination based on hairstyle. Proponents say employers and even school districts often ban hairstyles historically worn by racial minorities, like braids, dreadlocks, and twists. Hair discrimination against black people has a long history in the U.S. Before the Civil War, enslaved people from Africa, for whom long hair was culturally important, were forced to shave their heads. According to Wisconsin State Congresswoman Lakeisha Myers, a Democrat who introduced legislation to protect natural hairstyles. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.